Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy's a great member of our Brain Trust in her fifth year as a member. She is our social media expert. She is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And our good friend Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So what's Twitter up to these days?
Well, what I really want people to understand is how to use Twitter lists, because a lot of people just have everybody all in the big Twitter bucket, and they tweet everyone equally.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a strategy behind using Twitter lists so that you can interact with a specific group, or you can monitor a specific group. For example, your competitors. If you had your competitors in a list, you can monitor what's going on with them. You could also do what...
Are you saying you could track their Twitter feeds?
Yes, you can track their Twitter feeds separate from your main feed.
So you could look around if they were tweeting something. This wouldn't include conversations unless they made the conversations public, right?
No, it's the Twitter feed. It's pretty much whatever is being tweeted.
Yeah. And so whatever. So my point is be careful what you tweet. Your competitors are watching.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's good for whatever's trending in your industry. So having an industry list.
Tell the audience what you tell people what you mean when you say trending. You hear that all the time, but I'm not sure people really know what that means.
Well, it just means, what are people talking about now? What's the top topics that are being talked about?
Yeah.
So you want to be in the know about what's happening, and so that's the trending. That's what's happening now. And so whatever is going on in your industry, if you have a list for your industry leaders, the industry companies, the industry, you know, anything, association, anything happening in one list, you can easily see what's happening without trying to sort through all of your Twitter feed. And that's, you know, I think that lists came out and people just really didn't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Another good way to use a Twitter list would be for events, having your list of speakers so that they could be interacted with as a, you know, a separate group by people. Or industry media, a list for industry media.
And so these lists, can I just go find them and glom onto them?
You can do that, but the best thing is to create your own list. So the way you would do that, you create a new list, but this is kind of like handpicking who you want in there, okay? So you would go to that person's Twitter profile and add them to your list, that specific list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about developing and nurturing your list. It is not a one-time activity, and I think that's one of the big problems people have with it, because there is maintenance. There is maintenance. You can't just say,
"Wait a minute."
Okay,
a minute.
I created my list.
I thought social media was free.
Well,
I thought
free,
it was easy.
But it takes time. Well, it's not hard, but it takes time. You know, I mean, there's something about activity, Jim. You have to still do the work.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen all by itself. And I didn't think that's probably one of the things when Twitter came out with lists, people just didn't know. How could they use them best to their advantage? And
so I'm building my own list. I go and I find the feeds of people that I want to track for whatever reason. Customers, yes. Competitors, some industry that might be a disruption to my business, whatever it might be, right?
Yes.
And I put that into a list, and that feed, the feed comes up. Are they all mushed together, or are they separate?
Each list is separate.
Yep.
So you can look at each list individually. You can also,
and that's what takes the time,
individually to a list. That's what
takes the time is tracking all this.
Oh yes, it does. So you want to
hire somebody to do this for you. If you run the business, you just can't do all this.
This is why
social media's execution is so hard for small businesses, Kathy.
It is. I know it is tough.
All right, stand
back. That's why they hire people.
That's exactly right. Like Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KathyPerry.com. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.